Hey, Jeff, I'm trying to get your thoughts on what happened in the third period tonight.
The third period?
Yeah.
Well, we took the lead 2-1. We had 3 2-on-1s that we didn't convert, and their goalie played really well, made some big saves. And, you know, when you have a chance to convert on a team with the lead, you have to find a way to close it. We didn't, and they pushed back, and they scored a couple of goals late in the period to win the game. So, tough loss for us tonight.
Are there any trends that you've seen in the last three games when it comes to that perspective when trying to close the game?
No, we've been playing the same, you know, which I felt maybe a little bit of fatigue came on us a little bit towards the end. But, you know, we got to manage that. All the other teams play a lot of games too, so we have to find a way to manage our fatigue.
And this morning, my colleagues asked you many, 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 many questions on the power play.
Yeah.
Are you happy that they scored?
Yeah, maybe it'll be good for their confidence. And it was a big goal to make it 1-1 at the end of the period. And you know, hopefully we could feed off of that and make the power play a little bit better.
And on Monday, starting Monday's game, you changed up the power play units a little bit. Did you see progress? Like, did you see what you wanted to see from the new units?
Well, I didn't like the first power play. Like, the first one was not great. I think we only had one shot on net. But, you know, the second one, we had a couple good shots. Nico had a good look, and we scored a goal. So, you know, it'll take a little while. We don't have much practice right now. So we tried to, you know, to practice during pregame skate, which is not always the best thing. But that's what we have right now to try to make us better.
And considering that, there's not many extra players here. What can you do for the energy level that you spoke about earlier?
Yeah, just, you know, days off, optionals, you know, players will get treatment, you know, come in for a stretch or yoga. So anything that can make the player recuperate a little faster. You know, they got to eat properly and get some good sleep. That really helps as well. So, you know, we have science behind us with, you know, they track the players, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to take a look at that. And then, you know, we take a look at that daily to make sure that we take care of that.
And then my last question, just a couple of hours before the game, like Michael McNiven was traded to the Flames organization. Any thoughts? Like, was it just no more playing time for him here? So give him another chance. Like, what was...
Yeah, you know, I'm happy for him. I think for him, it's a good thing. He gets to have a new start with a different organization. And sometimes that could spark a player's career. So, you know, he's been here for a long time. And Poulin is playing well. It was hard to get him, you know, to get him some games now. So, so for him, it's probably a good thing. And Michael did a lot of good things for this organization. And, you know, I'm sure he'll go over there and do well.